Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want right here. Toll-free number 855-453. We're launching into the second hour of the program. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Mark.
Allie's here courtesy of her radio show, ALP. And we'll talk a little bit more about that a little later. Our toll-free number, 855-453. Our Skype is lrn.fm. You may connect with us in the way that is easiest and most convenient for you. We're going to continue with your calls. And then coming up, court has ruled off the grid. Living is illegal, at least in Florida. And Allie will be telling us 14 tricks to better conversations. We go first, though, to your phone calls and thoughts. Let's go to Robert in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live, Robert.
Hello.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I wanted to talk about the anti-gay bill they're trying to pass in Arizona.
What's that?
They're saying that the bill was supposedly that any store clerks could not serve GLBT customers, or that gay employees can be fired by their employers just because, well, they're gay or lesbian or the like.
Okay, what do you think about that?
Well, I think it's kind of, I think it's bad. I mean, it kind of goes back to the whole same-sex marriage thing issue that's been popping up recently. I think that we should all have equal rights. Isn't that what the Constitution says?
Well, the only thing is that, and look, I have, I like gay people. Derek J. Freeman, of course, is probably my favorite gay guy of all time. I got to spend time with him this weekend at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum.
Favorite gay guy of all time.
I love Derek J. I would totally be head over heels for him if I were a gay guy. But, but what I wanted to...
He's not going
to
step down to your level, man.
No, you're probably right. I'm definitely not his quality. But what I wanted to point out was that I think even Derek would agree, and I don't want to speak for him, but I think that he would agree that if there's a business owner who's bigoted against gay people, that that business owner should be free to be a bigot and let everybody know that he's a bigot by firing a gay staff members. And that way, we who actually like gay people can know to not patronize that person's business. If there's a law that prevents someone from firing a person because they're gay or because they don't like the hair color or they don't like, you know, whatever, not just gay, but any sort of aspect. Maybe I don't want to hire religious people or whatever.
I don't want to work for someone who hates women or hates something about me.
Exactly. And if there's a law that prevents them from firing you, Allie, because you're a woman or because you're gay or whatever, then the person who's running that business is going to keep that as quiet as they can. They're going to do things to you, likely, in the workplace to sabotage you. They're going to do things to you to make you uncomfortable, to make you want to quit.
Right.
But they may not come right out and be real honest with you, like, look, I don't like women, so you can't work here. They won't come out and say that because that would be illegal. But so they'll do all kinds of other things to sabotage you. So personally, Robert, I would prefer to know what a business owner actually thinks. So I think they should be free to make those choices.
Yeah, but still, that could also possibly mean being subjected to possible discrimination.
What we're talking about here, right, is discrimination.
Right. Discrimination against the GLBT community.
Well, what about the discrimination against the Christian community? Don't you think that a Christian has the right, if it's their business, where that they bought, that they, with the money they earned, that they should have the right to do business with the people that they want to do business with?
I think they should have a right, but they should do it without having to be mean or discriminating to those potential customers.
Well, if my ancient text, whatever that ancient text might be, if my ancient text says that being gay is bad, then how am I going to, and I want to be righteous in front of my Lord that doesn't like gay people. I'm trying to figure this out. I'm trying to put this together for you. Then how am I going to do that if I don't believe that I should be unequally yoked with a non-believer or a sinner or whatever? How am I going to do business with people that are gay?
Sometimes I try to believe that holding, like, I wouldn't say venting your anger or holding it in, like, I wouldn't necessarily do it to their behind their back or to their face, or in any way, but I try to kind of hold it in, I guess, per chance.
What are you talking about? I'm sorry, I'm confused when you say you would try to hold what in? Are you putting yourself in as an anti-gay business owner when you're saying that?
Yeah, like, I would say I would try to hold the words in. I would try to hold those feelings in.
I think that that's already common for people, even if they have the option to discriminate, that I think that people generally realize that it's not in their business interest to discriminate when there are lots of people who they would like to discriminate against who they would rather do business with than to be discriminatory.
But because then, it cuts out business. It cuts out clients.
Exactly. But then you have to consider it. Like, let's think of a situation where we could all empathize with a business owner. What if you don't want to do business with a known bigot? What if you want to discriminate against bigots? And you don't want to do business with this person? Or what if someone, you know, did something really awful? You know that this person...
What if I don't want to serve police officers?
Yeah, something like that.
I kind of see what you're getting at here.
Yeah. It has to be universal.
Yeah, what if you've got a business and I want to make you really uncomfortable? I assume you're calling in about this because you're gay, is that right?
Well, no, but I do know someone who's actually a part of the community.
Okay, so what if I go to their business and I say, you know, I want to be nasty. Now, they have to serve me because I got rights. So I want to go in and I want to, you know, call them all kinds of gay names, but I demand that I be served because I've got rights. And that's not going to be a very comfortable person to do business with.
Should the business owner be forced to serve Mark in that case?
Well, it would be up to the business owner.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Well, that's what it should always be. It should always be up to the business owner. It shouldn't be the government going in and forcing business owners to do business with people they don't want to do business with. Now, I agree with Allie. I think that it's stupid. It's short-sighted. It's rude for business owners to not serve everybody that walks in unless they're being rude themselves, unless the customer is an a-hole and is creating an undesirable experience for other customers.
I'm an a-hole, but I got rights.
And even in those cases, you'll see time after time, I've witnessed it so many times where the person who's in charge of the store has the option to just kick a customer out who's being rude. And the customer, like I recently saw a customer try to pick a fight with a clerk. And the clerk just laughed it off and said, whatever. And the guy said, show me some respect. And the guy goes, all right, I respect you. And just like totally de-escalate the situation because it's not in their business interest to create a scene and to kick people out, even when those people are the ones creating the scene.
But if that's what they want to do, if the business owner wants to be rude and they want to discriminate, then they should be free to discriminate. And that's my position, and yeah. I think that
what we call that is bad customer service, and generally businesses that provide bad customer service don't make it.
So there you go, Robert. Hope that answers your question. Yep. Thanks for the call tonight. Virgil's also on the line in Ohio. Virgil, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, guys. How are you?
Hey, Virgil, what's on your mind tonight?
I was not going to call in until I read Davi's account, the Manchester Airport, and I left Manchester. I was at the Liberty Forum as well. I drove away. I actually flew away this morning out of Manchester. Mm-hmm. I had an eerily similar experience, not as bad. And I was wearing the black NSA T-shirt through the...
Is this the shirt that says the NSA, the only government agency that actually listens?
That's right, peeping while you're sleeping, yes.
Gotcha.
I also have I have my backpack on, and I have a very small HD camera that's always clipped to my shoulder strap, so it's always there. I can just quickly hit a button and record.
Oh, that's handy.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, yeah, and I think these two things caught someone's eye, and then later on I did some research, did some Googling, and I found out that apparently every TSA team has a behavioral detection officer.
Yeah, it's the chatty TSA person. When they
exactly.
come up to you and they say, oh, so where are you going today?
Yeah, what do you do for a living?
Is this your mommy?
That's exactly what happened to me. So I could tell they were pointing at me before I actually got there, and they kind of pulled me out, and this woman started chatting with me. Just
Virgil,
like
hang
said.
On. I want to get your full story, so we're going to bring you back here in moments. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. Take control here at Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact in helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox Coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. This is toll-free number, 855-450-3733, and you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com to enjoy the various features that we provide to you with no charge. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you. Most of the big boys in the talk radio world want to charge you for their websites, $5, $6, $7, $8 a month. Ours cost you $0 per month. Although you can voluntarily contribute, we have the AMP program for that. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com to become a Free Talk Live amplifier and support what we're doing here on Free Talk Live. If you like the fact that Free Talk Live is heard on over 140 radio stations from coast to coast and beyond now, because we go beyond the coast. We're in Guam as well as in, Virgin Islands, the U.S. Virgin Islands. I'm working on Puerto Rico, but haven't gotten them on board yet. I'm close on Puerto Rico. But if you like the fact that we're getting on more and more radio stations over time, you want to help us do that faster? You can become an amplifier, and you get perks, too. You get the Amp-only call-in lines, the Amp-only podcast, forum, and more. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com, and if you do it now, your Amp dollars will be doubled. We've got some generous contributors who are doubling Amp dollars that are contributed up to a certain point, and you can jump on that by going to amp.freetalklive.com. Your $5 contribution becomes $10 per month simply by contributing now at amp.freetalklive.com. Thank you in advance.
Blockchain.info has really, hands down, the best online wallet you're going to be able to find. This wallet allows you to, to send money either from your laptop or your desktop or your smartphone, whatever you want. They've got an app for, they have an app that, actually they have an old app that they took off of the iPhone store or the Apple store, which apparently is still working. A friend still has that on there, but, they took it off so you can't get it now. But you can use the HTML5 page that that Blockchain makes available to you.
So that's their website.
Yeah.
HTML5 is kind of code for, you can just go to their website and it works.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, you can go to the website and use it there. Also, excuse me, you can use the Android app. So it's really convenient to be able to send and receive money right from your phone. I did it today just before he came in. I bought a soda with some Bitcoin, 75 cents. It was
sweet.
Great. Yeah. Awesome. And I used my blockchain app. So it's blockchain.info. They never have possession of your Bitcoins. You always do because the encryption's done right in the browser. Blockchain.info.
Virgil is on the line with us here in Ohio. We're going to continue his story. He's just barely started telling it. And by the way, we have Virgil to thank for the supreme quality photo upgrade that we've had here in the studio. Mark took a couple pictures of Allie before we started the show and posted them to our Facebook page. And that's basically thanks to you, Virgil. We had the pleasure of meeting you at the Liberty Forum, and you were so bummed about the lousy quality of Mark's cell phone camera, which is just a cheapy crap can cell phone, and the camera's just horrible. So you happen to have this Canon Rebel DSLR camera with you, and you said, hey, how about I just give you guys this camera? That way I can get a new one. And apparently this camera is fairly new, so I don't know. I don't know when this camera came out, but I showed it to Johnson, who's a camera buff, and he was very, very excited about this. I guess he's got some Canon lenses and things like that, so we may be able to kind of
better.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, thanks for the upgrade.
It was a pleasure, guys. We love supporting you, and it was great to meet all of you over the last few days. But yes, the story and the reason this is such a creepy story with Davi and what happened to me too. And I'm not a conspiracy guy, but there has to be. Can you really believe that the TSA in Manchester was not somehow notified that the Liberty Forum is taking place? Keep an eye out for these weird, free stater type guys. That had to happen.
So let's get back into your story because you just barely scratched the surface.
Yeah.
Can you recap quickly for those just tuning in?
Yeah. So I was I opted to go through checkpoint B, which is a little bit to the left, and I was wearing my black NSA peeping while you're sleeping shirt. And they kind of focused in on me. I believe it's because of the camera that was clipped on my backpack and probably because of the message on the shirt too. And this, this behavioral detection, lady, Colleen Martin, I believe her name is, she came and she got very close in my personal space, like a foot or maybe 2 feet away from me, which is very uncomfortable. And she started speaking very, very loudly to kind of get the attention of everyone. Kind of put you on the spot to, asking me where I'm going. And I said, I really don't have to answer that question. And she said, no, you don't even have to talk to me. And I said, are you trying to intimidate me? And she said, no. And then she kind of, in a very creepy way, she stood there for about, 15, 20 seconds and just stood there staring at me. And that's a long time, you know.
Yeah, it is.
That's a tactic, I think, to get you to talk. You know, if the other person. Yeah, if the other person is, like, if you're in sales, for instance, one of the rules is you ask a question and then shut up and let the person answer before you keep yammering on, because the old rule in sales is he who is doing the talking is the one losing, basically.
Wow.
And so,
yeah,
you know.
The adage is when you ask for the sale, the first person to talk is the one that loses.
Mm.
So she essentially asked for the sale when she said, no, you don't have to talk to me if you don't want to.
Well, right. My question is, it's not a critique of you. I'm just, because I know in these situations, it's like hard to know why you behave a certain way. But why didn't you just leave when she said, you don't even have to talk to me?
I couldn't, because I was, what they do, they trap you there. When you actually take your shoes off and you're standing right at the moment where you push your stuff through the x-ray machine, you're kind of trapped because they have your stuff and you can't go anywhere.
Oh, right. You haven't gone through the actual security part yet.
I have not. So,
were you
so what
planning
I did,
on
I
going
to...
through the scanner or doing the
opt-out?
Yeah,
and I opted out.
Okay.
But what I did, I turned aside a little bit to where she was on my side, and I looked away from her while she was staring me down. Mm-hmm. And that way I didn't have to say anything to her. And actually, she kind of gave up and walked away. But then once I opted out, the whole new thing started, because they put my stuff through the x-ray machine probably two or three times. They ended up searching everything by hand. They opened all my bags. They dug through everything by hand. And they ended up stealing my toothpaste and my deodorant. And they also, I've been looking for my straight edge razor for about a year. I didn't know where it was. They found it in my toiletries bag, in a
awesome.
Tight pocket. I've been flying with it for 6 or 7 months, and I fly a lot. And I didn't know I was flying with my straight edge razor. So it was wonderful that they found it for me. Yeah.
Did they take it? They had to take it, right?
They did. Yeah, they took it, and I didn't want to mess with it. I said, just take it. I'll buy another one. It's not a big deal.
Okay.
But, it was very exciting. Yeah.
So they screened your bags multiple times, and then they finally let you go?
They did. And it was just a very bizarre experience. And like I said, I fly a lot, and I have never been it took 15, 20 minutes for them to search everything. Literally, they went through everything.
Wow.
And as someone who flies a lot, this has never happened to me before. And I fly through the Denver airport, which is probably one of the largest airports in the country, and they don't even come close to this. So something is happening in the Manchester airport with the TSA that is very bizarre.
Yeah, that's interesting. Different. I mean, having flown out of there multiple times, obviously, I mean, Mark and I living here, every time we fly, we're flying out of Manchester and never go to Boston. I've never had that experience except for when I was on the harassment list.
But this was the time the Liberty Forum was going on.
Right,
it felt
I think
like
that's
a surprise.
Very convenient that it happened to coincide with the Liberty Forum. And thank you, Virgil, for calling and telling that story tonight. I appreciate hearing
evening.
From you. And thanks for the camera as well. We're having fun with it
bye-bye.
Here in the studio. More on the way. You can take control at 855-450-FREE. It is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us the sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bodies. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You want right here, toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. That's the Pro XPN toll free line. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. Enjoy our features. We've got archives there. You can click, you can download as many episodes of Free Talk Live as you want. They go back for years, all the way back to late 2006, all for free at freetalklive.com.
At coffee.freetalklive.com, you can get a free pound of the best coffee. BuzzBox. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica. Coffee is a very absorbent crop, and that makes the organic certification that much more important. BuzzBox is competitively priced with other high-end coffees, but they do something that other coffee producers don't seem to care anything for. They set up a program that allows people around the world to buy into their co-op. Free Talk Live is attempting to recruit 1,000 listeners to order their coffee from coffee.freetalklive.com, thus allowing us to finance 100 microloans through World Vision. Help us change lives by offering people in poverty an opportunity to change their own lives. Because that's really the only thing that's going to work. You give people a handout, it's not going to happen. But give them a hand up, and then they can change their own lives. You can get started now by getting your free pound of coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com. You pay the shipping, and you can cancel your subscription at any time. It's coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and we're we have Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Let's bring Andrew on in Arizona. Still to come, 14 tips that Allie's going to share for better conversations. But, Andrew, you're first. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. So I was scrolling through Twitter, and I saw that you were talking about the new law that is set to go in place in Arizona. that would essentially ban gay people from suing businesses if they felt that they had been discriminated against.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, so I just wanted to talk about kind of the indiscrepancies that that brings up, because anyone else can sue for any other reason except essentially, you know, what's set to go into place is gay people. And I just think that brings up a good point. As I mean, I definitely think it's a step in the right direction towards businesses being able to accept or decline their services to anyone. But it definitely doesn't make sense that it's only gay people that can't do that. You know what I mean?
No, I get you. I get you. It should be across the board. Business owners should be free to be as much of a jerk as they want to be. That way, those of us out in the rest of the world can express to everyone else that we don't support that business, so because we'll know what they're about.
Yeah, and a lot of people are really upset about this, you know. And but yeah, it doesn't make sense why businesses would choose to do that, because people like you and me out there that would find out about it and share our, you know, views on that. So, yeah. I just
Well, someone who's
to
a bigot is not necessarily being rational, right? Like someone who's bigoted towards others. We can sit here and pontificate as to, well, why would someone do something like that? It doesn't make sense. They would be cutting out part of their marketplace. They'd be cutting out sales. They would be setting themselves up for failure. And all those things are true. But none of that is going to convince somebody who's just awash in hatred. I mean, these people aren't being rational from the word go.
It used to be in this country that, you know, being Irish was, you know, was a terrible thing. And matter of fact, Irish were brought over here as slaves. There's, you know, it's a historical fact. People discriminated against people with red hair. There's no doubt about it. Or Catholics. Now, if you wanted to run a business where you didn't serve people with red hair, you know, you just wanted to be mean to Irish people or people of Irish descent, you would be really kind of weird. But I don't see why you would have why people should have a problem with that. You know, really, you don't want to sell me a meal because I have red hair? What kind of kook are you?
I believe, Mark, there is a club in town that actually does the reverse. It's an Irish gentleman's club that only
yes.
allows men in of Irish descent.
Yeah, and they'll check your cred too.
Yeah, so I mean, that should be totally legal.
Yeah, I agree. I just kind of, you know, wanted to bring that up. And yeah, you know, it doesn't make sense that it's only gay people that can't sue. You know, it just doesn't make sense.
Thanks, Andrew. I appreciate your call. And yeah, I appreciate your thoughts tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's continue. We've got Temper in Legal Land. You're on Free Talk Live via Skype.
Hey, how's it going?
Temper, go ahead with your thoughts.
I was calling in because that, I forgot his name. He was talking about FinCEN and getting caught with Bitcoins.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, Davi Barker.
In order to comply with FinCEN, half of the transaction has to go through a regulated bank account. And when you file to be a money services business, you have to give them the account number and all that information to comply to even get the thing set up. So if you're transacting in only Bitcoin, you can't possibly comply with their own arrangements. So their interpretation of existing regulation doesn't fit.
What does that mean? I mean, for a business that wants to accept Bitcoin for dollars or exchange them, I don't understand.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you're taking, like, he was selling, like, physical Bitcoins or something like that, and if he was selling them for Bitcoin, just, like, adding on half a Bitcoin or whatever for the coin, then...
You're talking about the man who was making the Cascasious physical Bitcoins?
Yes.
Okay.
That can't possibly be covered under FinCEN because it doesn't... There's no way to route it through a FinCEN account.
Well, unfortunately, and we weren't talking about this story tonight, but my understanding of the Cascasious coin saga was that he was threatened by some sort of goon squad from the government. I don't know if it was FinCEN or who it was, but they threatened him, and he shut down his manufacturing business for a while. Then he brought it back online, with the change being that he would now only be selling the empty coins. So you would then have to fill the coin with Bitcoins yourself. So he's still manufacturing the physical Bitcoin shell, if you will, and then you would have the ability to basically load bitcoins onto that shell. So that's the difference in the system now, which actually is to some extent a good thing, because now he won't have your private keys. Or no, maybe he will, because he's still got to assign a Bitcoin wallet account to it.
Well, there's never been a problem.
Never mind. Anyway, yeah, so he's changed his business model, and he's still thankfully doing business, but unfortunately they've neutered his previous methods.
I guess I was talking about the TSA guy, and what they were saying was that the Bitcoin has a certain value, and that what they're talking about is the FinCEN regulation, if they know it or not, because FinCEN just means financial crimes, blah, blah, blah. So it has, I mean, when I say FinCEN, I'm talking about the whole government apparatus that regulates finances. I mean, we're talking a huge bureaucracy.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they say, well, look, you're bringing in all these bitcoins and those have value, they don't, as far as the FinCEN regulation goes, because they haven't been tied to the dollar yet.
Yeah, we'll let the judge figure that out, son.
Yeah, I highly doubt the judge or the jury would be persuaded by your argument, but it's interesting nonetheless, and Temper, thanks for the call tonight.
Well, I don't know if the judge or jury would be persuaded, but I can tell you the whoever is calling themselves a law enforcement officer at that point would likely not be persuaded, because they don't...
All they're going to do is point to the Bitcoin and point to the price, and that's all they'll need to do.
Right, well, but I think it would be arguable that you don't, even when, if you had a Cazatius coin, even if you had a handful of these things, that you don't possess any bitcoins. You simply possess the private key of the bitcoins.
Right. That's true. You never possess the bitcoins. You only have the private
bitcoins
key.
Bitcoins don't move.
The Bitcoin wallet, it deserves some explanation here, because the terms we normally use suggest, you know, when we're talking about, oh, you need to get a wallet, you need to get
some Bitcoin.
It suggests that you do have the bitcoins. You have access to the bitcoins. What the wallet is, now we're getting a little more technical here, but hopefully we'll make it understandable. What the wallet is a private key to an encryption scheme. And if you lose that private key, you're screwed. You can't get, you know, you can't get access to the wallet. You can't get access to your bitcoins again. But essentially that wallet gives you access to the Bitcoin network, where bitcoins are held in the name of that wallet, basically. And so all the wallet is the private key that allows you to get it. And if somebody else gets that private key, if you don't protect your wallet from being, you know, falling into the hands of someone nefarious, then you could lose your bitcoins that way. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Did you know that a Nobel Prize was awarded for a medical discovery that improves your sexual performance? It's true. Nitric oxide was discovered to improve your sexual performance. It also miraculously improves your heart health, blood pressure, energy levels, your immune system, diabetes, arthritis pain, even your memory and mood. That's why millions of men and women have begun taking nitric oxide boosters as daily supplements. And right now, we're releasing free bottles of peak nitric oxide so you can discover the benefits for yourself. Be one of the first 100 callers at 1-800-941-9499. After extensive research and clinical tests, nitric oxide has been described as the miracle molecule of the 21st century. Taken once a day, you'll not only begin feeling years younger, but we'll also send you free test strips to prove it works. Discover how to get your free bottle of peak nitric oxide and free test strips at 1-800-941-9498. Be one of the first 100 callers. 1-800-941-9498.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything here. Toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
And that's the Pro XPN toll-free line. Free Talk Live, in this case tonight, we've got Allie in the studio. She is the host, one of the hosts of ALP. And you just completed your very first live studio audience show, at least on ALP. You previously
That's right.
gone on another show, but this was kind of a big deal for you this weekend, being live at the Liberty Forum, and congrats.
Thank you. Yeah, my first live show was at Pork Fest, but I think Liberty Forum is a better venue for a live show because people are there to be inside and listen to people talk, and it's a conference, so it's more people more primed for that kind of entertainment already. And I was just really nervous about the idea of people being able to come in and out as they please, and like just not having that. I like to have control. Maybe I'm kind of a control freak in that way. But it was...
How does that sound?
It was fun. It was fun because we had guests on. Mark was our first guest. And we talked about pursuing your passions and when passions should be a career maker, or when they should just be hobbies. And it was just an interesting topic to begin with. But at certain points during the show, it was kind of neat because people would be talking and then all of a sudden everyone would get quiet. Like they were listening.
Mm.
I assume they were listening, and that's why they're being quiet.
So normally ALP is a weekly show that you do on Saturday nights. You do it live on LRN.FM from 11 to 1 a.m. It's available via podcast at ALPShow.com.
That's right.
But normally you guys focus, you zero in on one topic for the full show. Were you able to pull that off at Liberty Forum, or was it a little more freewheeling?
Towards the end, it kind of got a little bit off topic. Sometimes we don't get to talk about everything we want to say, and then I think with this show, because we had so many guests on, that it was like, oh, it's a new person, let's talk about them and what they do.
Mm-hmm.
But we were pretty good considering that different aspect and how distracted we could have been. I think we were pretty good at staying on topic.
So go and check more of Allie out, as well as her co-host Ellen, at ALPShow.com as we go to your phone calls and thoughts here on Free Talk Live. Dave is in Vegas. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Dave, go ahead with your thoughts.
I just first wanted to say a great job at the Liberty Forum.
Thanks.
Some of those interviews were really informative, so yeah, I thought you guys did a great job there. What I want to talk about is I actually ordered my FBI file. It's real easy to do. You can do it through an email.
Huh.
And there's like you can either do it. There's actually a website that gives you a form letter. So I just copied that, emailed it to them. But it actually
Before you go on, can you only order your file, or could I pull Mark's file?
No, from what I understand, I think you can get it on other people, but there's certain information that you need. Because it did look like you can actually order it on somebody else. But I don't know if you need, like, you know, there's some more identifying information, but I believe you can. I ordered it on myself.
What did you have to give up as far as personal identifying information to achieve this?
Not much. I mean, my name, address, and birthday. I mean, it's basically the same stuff that I give when I get a background check to buy a gun anyway. So I wasn't going to get my Social Security number.
There's a lot of people who don't know what information you had to give when you bought your gun.
For that, it's just name, address, date of birth. I believe that's it. Social Security number is optional if you want it, because it could get caught up. Like, I had one that was delayed for 3 days. I have no idea why. Yeah. But
it cannot be hard to get somebody's name, address, and birthday. I think somewhere I have Ian's birthday recorded. We try not to remember each other's birthdays. Can you remember mine, Ian?
1971.
No. Yeah, I didn't want you to tell it, because I don't need people to get my FBI file, for God's sake. But all you need is their address, their name, and their the FBI and their birthday. That's not much.
That isn't much.
At least from mine. I mean, like I said, I believe if you submit that information on somebody else, I think you can get it. But that's all, you know, I gave. And there's what's kind of weird is, because I thought I'd at least have like a little page. I mean, I don't do anything wrong, but I am, I guess, to an extent, I'd say an activist. I mean, not obviously to the extent that you guys are, but, you know, I get involved in local stuff here in Vegas. And we do have, you know, they're one of the fusion centers where they have the FBI, DHS, and Las Vegas Police Department. And I actually work with somebody whose husband works there and is part of that joint task force. So, you know, I don't know what they do all day, but I would think, you know, I've heard a lot more for people doing a lot less and having, you know, files on them. Mm-hmm. And even I know, Ian, you were saying, you know, earlier from your arrest, and I'm sure it's from a lot of other things that you've done, that you ended up on lists because of that. So in the cover letter that they send, it does say that they exclude pursuant to this, you know, code or this code, and that it, you know, this neither confirms or denies that you're on any watch list or anything like that. So basically my point is that it's from the Freedom of Information Act, but I don't think they're going to give you the information anyway. I mean, if it's basic information like arrest or something like that, but if they're watching you or they're making notes about what you're doing or anything like that, I seriously doubt that they're going to give you that file, that they're going to say there's some national security or something like that, where it's classified. Yeah. You know,
was there any redacted information?
Was there any
redacted?
Did you have in your file? Was there anything obviously redacted, blacked out?
No, there was nothing. Is what I'm saying. That they sent me a letter that it's a form letter that kind of says, you know, based on the information you provided, we couldn't find anything on you in our
data. We don't know who you are, basically.
We have opened a file in your name, but up to this point, heretofore, we had nothing.
Yeah. Now they've got a file on you because you asked for it, right?
Yeah, well, that's what people would say to me. So they're like, well, I'm not going to ask for one because then maybe they'll start watching me. But, you know, with all with NSA, and like I said, I mean, locally here in Southern Nevada, we have one of those fusion centers. I don't know what they're doing. I mean, you know, they're supposedly there for, you know, the purpose of terrorism. And we have, I think it's an $8 million budget for the Las Vegas Police Department, that they're part of that fusion center as well. So I would think, you know, and I'm associated with some people here locally that are, you know, do things and things like that. Like, we put on, well, I didn't do it, but I attended like a constitutional day, you know, downtown in front of federal courthouse. You know, I've spoken at county commission meetings and stuff like that. I've been arrested for obstruction of an officer. I actually called you guys once and talked about it. So I would just think, you know, if it was a page, you know, I'd be like, okay, I think it would be at least be something, but to be not.
So you were surprised that you were apparently not on their radar, at least according to what they said, that surprised you.
And it's a good thing. I mean, I don't want to be on their radar, but.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's always important to remember how incompetent the government agents are. I mean, it's easy for us to look at the news about the NSA and think, oh, they know everything. But that's not true. Whatever is true about the NSA is that they're collecting information. That doesn't mean that they're particularly good at parsing it. It doesn't mean they're particularly,
right,
you know, good at being aware of what's actually happening amongst all that information. Because, you know, in all that information, you talk about the signal-to-noise ratio, there's a lot of noise. There's a lot of stuff that's not useful and not interesting. And how do you figure out what is interesting in there? You have to be able to target somebody. You have to decide, I want to target Dave in Nevada, in which case they can then right. gather all kinds of information about you. But if they right. haven't decided to target you, then it wouldn't be surprising that they don't even know you exist. How did you go about that, by the way? Where does one go to find that information, that link you were talking about online to get that?
You can just put into a search engine like Get FBI file or something like that. Mm-hmm. And one of the sites that comes up actually has the form letter. And then you can go to FBI.gov and you just send them an email, you know,
email.
Saying, I want my, you know, FBI file, and you fill out whatever information. Because I would recommend everybody do that and maybe flood them with requests. But because you never know, you know, what they're looking at. But again, it doesn't mean they're going to tell you. You know, at
yeah,
the same
for
time,
sure.
either.
I don't want to call attention to myself through the FBI.
I kind of feel the same way as Allie on that one. Dave,
yeah,
thanks for
really?
The call tonight,
you,
but I appreciate it.
Good Lord.
What?
If they don't have, you'll know, if you ask for your file, you'll know at that point whether or not they are lying when they send nothing. Or because if you don't have a file, nobody has
That's
a file.
Right. That's true.
I am mildly curious. I have to say that. Maybe somebody else could pull it for me. 855-450-FREEZE, the toll-free number.
Because if they
he said that he thought that you could pull other people's
yeah,
files.
If you probably not. The fact is if you want to send it,
why not? It's freedom of information.
Name, right? Address, and birthday. Are you going to send it to?
That's of the person applying.
Right.
You give them the name, address, and birthday of the person applying for the information.
Of the person you want the information of which you want the information, right?
Oh,
so
maybe.
It can only be sent to that address. I suppose somebody
can
go do it
That's
for
not
you.
Clear. That was not made clear. We don't know those details.
Really? Come on now. You think that
if it's freedom
so
of information, you should be able to pull anyone's FBI file.
Could be.
So let's go on here. Brett is in Baltimore. You're on Free Talk Live. Brett.
Hi. How are you
hey.
Doing tonight?
Good. What's on your mind tonight, Brett?
Well, I just went to court for the very first time Friday.
Ooh, sorry to hear about that.
Yeah, it was a weird situation with where they were telling me that my car wasn't registered and my tags were no good.
All right. I'm sure you've got more to tell us, so stand by. We'll hear about your first court experience in moments. More with Brett in Baltimore. Your calls are welcome about whatever's on your mind. Hour number three on the way. We still have these 14 tricks to better conversations. I'm really interested. Hopefully we'll get to those tonight, but it's been a busy night on the phones. And that's a good time.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Come celebrate Bitcoin's race into the future at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, March 6, 2014, at the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas, just before South by Southwest. The conference will be packed with the hottest speakers and key players in the Bitcoin world. This one is not to be missed. Get the details at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Register now with fiat or, of course, Bitcoin. That's TexasBitcoinConference.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.